Someone asked me recently, the details of the shaila are really unimportant for what we talk about, but essentially the details of the shaila were that a fellow owns a pizza store in Manhattan, and he wanted to start a sushi counter at his pizza store. So he needed to hire a guy who could make sushi. So he went into, he lives in the Five Towns, so he went to a local supermarket, major supermarket in the Five Towns, one of the major kosher supermarkets, and he went to the sushi counter, and he asked the guy behind the sushi counter, do you have any friends who maybe want live in Manhattan or want a job in Manhattan? You know, not trying to like hire someone away from, you know, from this. And the guy said, I do. He said, my second in command here, there are five of us that work here in the supermarket on sushi. We're all ranked. I'm the number one guy. My number two guy is very, very good, and he would love to be a number one guy somewhere. So he would love to have this job. So this guy felt bad. He wasn't trying to poach an employee from another Jewish business. So he asked the Shaila, it wasn't his intention, but is he allowed to take that employee from the other Jewish business? That was his Shaila. So I thought it would be a good topic for a 10-minute halacha shir. Is one allowed to take an employee from another Jewish business, to hire away an employee from another Jewish business? This sugya is a sugya Maseches Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara talks about ani hamahapich b'charara. Ani hamahapich b'charara essentially means that you have a poor person who's looking to acquire something. He has not yet acquired it. It doesn't belong to him. But he's looking to acquire something, and he's clearly putting in some effort to be able to scout it out and to be able to get something. If you go and you quickly are kona it, before he gets a chance to make a kinyan, the Gemara says, Nikra Rasha. Someone who does it and pulls it out from under him is called a Rasha. The poskim are not sure whether that's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. Pesach Chuvah and Reish Lamed Zayin, Sivkat and Bezin, Choshem Mishpat discusses whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. But as Pesach Chuvah points out, whether in the name of Mordechai, whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan, Avani Amapach Chorar, it's certainly a violation of Asisa Yashavatov, V'Yaftal L'Recha Kamocha. It's not min animus, it's not derech eretz, it's not right, it's not the proper thing to do. Pesachei Tshuva quotes that mimitus chasidus, you should even return it. And even though it's yours, you were the first one to make a kinyan, the ani never made a kinyan on it, but still mimitus chasidus, you should return it. And the Pesachei Tshuva says we should publicly humiliate a person who does this. We should get up in shul and announce, this guy, this lowlife, decided that he's going to take something that the ani was interested in buying and decided to take it from underneath him. So there is a machlokas rishonim, fundamental machlokas rishonim, critical to the sugya. Rashi writes that even if the item was hefker, and you're not going to be able to get another one somewhere else, the only way you'll be able to get it is by pulling it out before the ani gets it, is by jumping ahead of the ani and taking it, still it's a violation. The person is still called a Rasha. Even though you could tell, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to be able to acquire this in any other way. There's only one hefker item in the world like this. Still, it's a violation. Tulsa says, no. This is talking about a case where instead of taking it from the ani, go to the store and buy one for yourself. Go get one somewhere else. But if it's hefker or it's a one of a kind, it's something that you're not going to be able to get somewhere else, then it's not a violation of ani hamapech b'charara. That's why there's no iser in b'metzia daf yud for somebody to take a metzia in a case where somebody else was already ra'as a metzia v'nafalo aleha. Someone sees a metzia and instead of making a kinyan on it, jumps on it. Now jumping on it's not a kinyan. So you could say, excuse me, get up for a second and grab it and then you can take it. And that's not a violation because how often do you find a metzia? Metzias are free. That's something that's rare and therefore would not be a violation of ani hamapech b'charara. Tosos adds that there may be a separate iser called yarid l'umnaso shel chavero of taking away someone's livelihood, and that's the gemara, the sugi in the second paragraph of Bab Basra, marchikin es min adag kamelo ritzas hadag, that if someone else put out their fish nets, you're not allowed to go and put yours right in front of his to take all the fish away from him. That's taking away the person's livelihood. But it does specifically say ani hamahapich b'charara. Tos points out the same might apply to rich people as well, because typically but it's just that we give the example of an ani because typically a rich person doesn't need the item that he's going for. He'll be okay without it. The issur is only when the person going after the item needs that item. But if the person is an ashir, he doesn't need the item, the issur won't apply. If you have a case where the ashir needs that item, then ein hachinami, the same issur would apply by an ashir as well. But then Tosfos concludes, and this is the critical part for us, that a melamed, let's say you are a melamed, you teach Reuven's children, and you see that Shimon needs a melamed for his children, and Shimon has a guy that's melamed his children, he has a Rebbe that teaches his children, but he's a very subpar Rebbe, or a mediocre Rebbe, and you are a knockout Rebbe, you are the best Rebbe, you're a superstar. So you know that Shimon will pay you top dollar, and he'd be happier to have you than the guy that he has. So Tos says, you're not allowed to go to Shimon and say, hey Shimon, my services are available if you're interested, because you know that Shimon's then going to fire his melamed. And that's Yared L'Menasseh Shel Chaver. You're not allowed to ruin someone else's parnasa. So that you're not allowed to do. However, says Tosos, Shimon can come to you and say, Shimon can fire his melamed and come to you and say, I want to hire you. You're not offering your services. Shimon knows you're already working for Reuven. Shimon is allowed to hire you away from Reuven. So right then and there, it seems we've already answered our question. Our question was, are you allowed to hire an employee away from another Jewish business? So when I asked Rav Shechter this question, he said, Davar Pashut. Tosa says that hiring an employee away is not considered a violation of Ani Amapich B'Charara. You're allowed to hire an employee away from another Jewish business. But it's not so Pashut. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph first quotes Shitas Rashi, then he quotes Shitas Tosfos, and the Ramah says, we hold like Tosfos that you're allowed to poach if the item is Hefker, since it's hard to find. Meaning, if what you're looking for is something that's difficult to find, even though someone else has designs on getting that item, you're allowed to take that item away. But if it's easy to find, you're not allowed to take it away. And then in Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, you're allowed to hire somebody else's Melamed. But why are you allowed to hire somebody else's Melamed? So Rav Shechter assumed that it's just because when it comes to employees, there's no issue of Aniyam HaBeich Bukhar, it's totally fine. If you look in the Sma, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and Sivkot Nechess over there, he says, no, the reason you're allowed to do a Dafka by a Melamed is because a Melamed is something that's very difficult to find. It's very difficult to find the right melamed for your kids. We all know we've had different rebbeim in our lives. Some of them very, very good rebbeim, but it just didn't. We didn't hit it off. It just didn't work. And you know, to find the right shidduch with the rebbe is very, very hard. So since that's something that's such a rare find, that's why we allow you to hire away someone else's melamed, because it's very difficult to find the right rebbe for your child. And the Sivas points out that according to Rashi, that would be Asr anyway, because even if the item is not easily available somewhere else, Rashi would hold Asr. But we paskin like Tosfos. We paskin that it would be mutter if it's not easily available somewhere else. So you see, the Mechaber paskin is clearly like Tosfos. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the reason you're allowed to hire the Melamed is because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. For a Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter. Whether you say like the Sma, whether you say like the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems pretty clear that it's not just any employee that you're allowed to hire away from somebody else. It's not just that you're allowed to just take an employee. It's only in the case of a Melamed. The Ramah holds, like the Ran, that you can take something that an usher is interested in as long as he can find a similar one somewhere else. That's probably going to be our real heter over here. You know, I never got a chance to follow up with Rav Shechter and ask him about the Sma and the Aruch HaShulchan and how he understood differently. But Luchara, the heter that could really work more easily over here is, we said, what's the violation? Ani hamahapich b'charara. But if it's an usher that has designs on keeping this employee, now he's already hired him, so you can say he made a kinyan on him, but that's not really true, because at any point he could terminate the guy's job. So he has designs on keeping him, but he has no kinyan on keeping him, meaning the owner of the supermarket here in the Five Towns has no kinyan on keeping this guy for tomorrow. But he clearly plans on it, he has no plans on firing him, but the owner of the supermarket, Mestama, is an usher. And it's something that's not so rare and so difficult to find. There are sushi guys all over the place, so it's not something that would be so impossible for him to find. Once a kinyan has been made, then there's no question. If he has a contract that he's bound to, and that, you know, you can't just fire him, so then there's no question that you're not allowed to take him away, you're not allowed to hire him away. The Avnei Nezer is a tshuva in Chosh Mishpat Simin Yad Zayin, where he talks about the guy who wants to open up a button factory and hire workers from an existing button factory that already exists in that town. And Avnei Nezer says it's mutter for three reasons. He says, first of all, it's just like opening up a new mill in the same chatzah. The Gemara Baba says explicitly you're allowed to open up a competing business in the same chatzah. Second of all, hiring new workers will mean that the workers aren't as skilled. So it's like a metzia, which is not readily available, finding skilled workers who know what they're doing. And also, if you're going to go try to hire workers from somewhere else, it's going to be much more expensive to hire workers from out of town. So it's like a metzia. When it comes to a metzia, that's mutter. But it's important to realize that even though midin ani amapich b'chararo would seem that this is all okay, there is this other issue of iser to be yorid l'umnasa shel chavero, to put someone else out of business. So in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah Simen Nun Os Dalid, Rav Spitz, who's the author of the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, writes that if it's an employee who's critical to the business, let's say he's known as like the best sushi guy, so everyone always goes to that store dafka because of this sushi guy, so then you know people shop there just for him, then it could be a violation of Yarlum Nasu Shel Chavero, even though it's not technically a violation of Ani Amapich B'Charara, because the guy happens to be an Ashi, because the guy who opens the store, who owns the store, happens to be an Ashi, but you're being Yarlum Nasu Shel Chavero by going and taking him. But either way, what you're for sure allowed to do is take out an ad in the paper. And if someone responds to the ad, so then he's making the move. It's not you making the move to be Yorid L'Mnasar Chaveri. He's making the move to come to you. Then that would be permissible. It's just going in to hire him in the first place. That again, in terms of Yorid L'Mnasar Chaveri, if the guy is an Ashir, would seem mutter. Plus you have the opinion of Rav Shechter that Tosfos is just saying a blanket statement that when it comes to employees, it's totally okay to steal other people's employees. And the only thing you have to worry about is to figure out whether it's really Yorid L'Mnasar Chaveri or it's not really going to affect his business so much. I thought in this case I told the guy that it was mutter. I didn't think it was a problem, because I didn't think, do you know who the number two sushi guy in Brox, or the number one, or what the difference is between the number one and the number two or the number three? So I didn't think it was really such a big deal. I thought it was mutter. I thought the proper thing to do would be to go to the owner of the store and tell him, look, I wasn't trying to poach anyone, but this is a step up apparently in the sushi world to become a number one guy in a pizza shop in Manhattan. So if you don't mind, you know, get his rishus. It's Sisa Hayashavatov to be Lefimishru Sadiq. Okay.